In today's volatile world, adaptability isn't just advantageous, it's existential. When Mark Zuckerberg was asked about Facebook's extraordinary success, he didn't cite brilliant strategy or technological innovation. Instead, he pointed to mindset, the ability to adapt intelligently to changing circumstances. This capacity to evolve has become required reading at companies like Google and Amazon, where executives recognize that survival belongs not to the strongest or most intelligent, but to those most responsive to change. Adaptability isn't merely about survival. It's about creating new games where more people can win more often, transforming constraints into opportunities and turning potential collapse into transcendence. Adaptation follows three critical steps: recognizing the need to adapt, often difficult for organizations blinded by past success, understanding what specific adaptation is required, and actually doing what's necessary. Many know what changes are needed, yet still don't act. The difference between those who collapse under pressure and those who thrive is surprisingly small. It's about focus and imagining different futures. Organizations may thrive in some areas while merely coping in others. A company might be financially stable, yet culturally toxic, or innovative in products while failing in customer service. These states aren't fixed. Adaptation continually begins anew, regardless of past outcomes. When you encounter a failing system, you found a system failing to adapt. The solution involves discovering what adaptations are needed, understanding what's preventing adaptation, and freeing people to make necessary changes. The people within the system usually know what's wrong. Engaging them provides the fastest path to identifying both problems and solutions. If you're losing by following existing rules, you have two choices: accept defeat or change the game. The first rule of winning is recognizing there's no single way to win. Sometimes standing and fighting is right. Other times, running and hiding makes more sense. The Hydra problem emerged in the U.S. shock and awe strategy in Iraq. Despite initial bombing success, resistance adapted rather than stopped. When 375,000 Iraqi soldiers were disbanded, the traditional army transformed into an insurgency of armed citizens, foreign fighters, and former soldiers. While resistance forces adapted by dispersing and multiplying, U.S. strategy remained rigid despite evidence their assumptions were wrong. Ford's response to the 2008 financial crisis demonstrates effective adaptation. Despite record losses of $14.6 billion, Ford refused government bailout funds that competitors accepted. This traced to 2005, when Chairman Bill Ford initiated the Way Forward plan to adapt by cutting unprofitable vehicles, closing factories, and developing a new global product development system. Meanwhile, Toyota had doubled market share through superior quality and constant improvement. In 1992, they announced their Earth Charter to develop low-pollution vehicles, unveiling the Prius Hybrid by 1995. Detroit automakers continued focusing on gas-guzzling vehicles despite clear trends toward efficiency until the 2008 crash forced GM and Chrysler to seek bailouts. Ford's preemptive adaptation allowed them to secure credit before the crash and make changes on their own timeline, leading to their biggest profit in a decade by 2010. True adaptability emerges from embracing unacceptable wisdom, ideas that challenge conventional thinking. When the Italian village of Filatino was ordered to merge with nearby villages, they instead declared independence and printed their own currency. Levi Strauss demonstrated this approach after discovering each pair of jeans consumed 3,000 liters of water. Rather than concealing this fact, they innovated. Their director challenged laundries to create incredible finishing without water, a request initially deemed impossible. The result was waterless technology that reduced water usage by 96%. Notably, they shared these innovations industry-wide rather than keeping them proprietary. Despite evidence that treating drug addiction as a health issue is more effective than criminalization, many countries resist change. people typically conform to majority views, fearing isolation. Yet Serge Moscovici's experiments revealed that persistent minorities could convince others that blue slides were green. Small groups often drive social innovation by challenging accepted wisdom when majority thinking fails. Rules encapsulate valuable experience-based knowledge, but knowing when to break them is essential for adaptation. While rules provide shortcuts to established wisdom, they can perpetuate prejudice or outdated thinking that impedes progress. Ants demonstrate effective time-based adaptation, responding individually within seconds, adapting as teams with more time, and reallocating tasks across generations. This model applies to human organizations, from immediate frontline flexibility to long-term transformation. Red Bull exemplifies successful adaptation by transforming a failing Formula One team into champions. After purchasing Jaguar F1 for $1 in 2004, they achieved championship status by 2010 through frictionless ingenuity and empowerment rather than rigid hierarchy. Conversely, prioritizing stability over adaptation can be disastrous, as UBS discovered. Despite surviving $50 billion in toxic debts, their emphasis on reputation enabled a $2.5 billion fraud by a single employee, ultimately forcing leadership changes. Game theory reveals how groups can remain trapped in destructive patterns despite mutual suffering. South Africa's apartheid system persisted for 45 years because of this dynamic. Real transformation began only in 1989 when F.W. de Klerk released Mandela and negotiated with the ANC, leading to free elections within 4 years. The point isn't to fail, but to learn while maintaining high expectations. Learning fast means swiftly converting insights into appropriate action. BMW demonstrated super adaptation by acquiring Rover, keeping only valuable assets like the Mini brand, which they redesigned. Their $2.8 billion investment eventually generated $20 billion in revenue. Apple exemplifies learning fast by quickly recognizing problems and reworking failed products until successful. Newton's lessons ultimately led to iPhone, iPad, and iPad. They leverage partners for experimentation through apps and peripherals. The smartest organizations identify worthwhile goals and persist in learning until they succeed, even across decades. Easter Islanders show how societies can recover from maladaptation. After depleting resources through their statue obsession, their population collapsed from 15,000 to under 3,000 within a century. They adapted by turning to farming and evolving from divine hierarchy to meritocracy. Despite later devastation from European contact, survivors persevered, eventually reconstructing elements of their ancient culture while adapting to modern challenges. In a world of constant change, adaptability isn't just a skill, it's the skill that enables all others. The most successful adapters don't just play existing games better, they create new games where more people can win. By recognizing the need to adapt, understanding what's required, and taking action, we can move from merely surviving to genuinely thriving. Adaptability extends beyond survival to meaningful growth. When people can't grow, neither can economies or societies. Deliberate adaptation should focus on the smallest possible change for the biggest long-term impact. In adaptive terms, survival means always finding new opportunities. While winning first provides advantages like resources and immunity to challenges, not winning doesn't prevent future success. Weaknesses can become strengths as situations change, and imaginative rethinking can transform any position into a starting point for transcendence. The question isn't whether you'll need to adapt, it's whether you'll do it deliberately before circumstances force your hand.